you know that every word you speak matters? Are your conversations making a difference? With a passion for words and a heart for conversation, Teresa Velarde is a self-professed word nerd, best-selling author, BizCat 360 columnist, and publisher. Children's books, as well as fiction and nonfiction books, are welcomed at WeBe Books Publishing and Book Endeavors, the imprints of her company, Authentic Endeavors Publishing. Whether written or spoken, Teresa strives to encourage and inspire meaningful conversations that make a difference. Here's the host of Conversations That Make a Difference, Teresa Velarde.
We're live.
Hey, welcome everybody. I am so excited to be here with you today. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening in. And tell you a little bit about conversations that make a difference and what we're going to be doing on our shows on a bi-weekly basis. The first and third Tuesday of the month at 5 o'clock is our live show, and you are welcome to ask questions. You can call in. I'm going to give you a number. So if you have pen handy, just write this down. And the number to call if you want to ask a question is 646-558-8656, and the ID number that you'll press is 883-695-3587. Now press *9 to raise your hand, and our producer will bring you into the conversation if you want to be part of it or you have a question. And I'm excited to be part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So, conversations that make a difference. Welcome, welcome. And I am so glad to have my first guest is Kat Canavos. But before we introduce Kat and tell you a little bit about her, first, I just want to let you know that conversations that make a difference to me fall in several categories. It's faith, relationships, integrity, which are part of your values, so values in general, and just being honest and being true to who you are. And there's going to be a lot of conversation about a lot of different topics, but my faith is foremost in my life. And so in order to be able to stay in integrity with that statement, each week we're going to start our conversation with a short prayer. So I'm going to do that to open us up today. And if you would join me, maybe close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. I remember to say that because Kat says that all the time. So if you're driving, please don't close your eyes and just hear this prayer and please welcome it into your spirit. I am grateful to be fabulous, blessed, and highly favored while living in my greatness, using my God-given gifts and talents with passion and purpose. I am making a difference in the lives of others, and all of God's great universe is conspiring in my favor. And it is with great gratitude that we all say, amen. So, with that being said, I would like to introduce my good friend, my guest for the premier issue of Conversations That Make a Difference, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos. And she is also known as the Queen of Dreams. She's a co-publisher with our company, WeBe Books Publishing. She's a three-time breast cancer survivor. She taught psychology at USF in Fort Myers. And she hosts Dreaming Healing on this radio station, Dream Vision 7 Radio TV Network. She's a PR guru, internationally syndicated columnist for Biz Catalyst 360 and Desert Health magazines. She's an author, a lecturer, and an internationally award-winning best-selling author of many books, including Chaos to Clarity, Crappy to Happy, Mayhem to Miracles, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, and Surviving Cancer Land. She's been seen on Dr. Oz, The Doctors, CBS, and NBC. And Kat promotes patient advocacy and connecting with inner and divine guidance through dreams for success in health, wealth, and relationships. Kat says, and I love this statement, don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. So learn more about her at KathleenO'KeefeCanavos.com. And I want to welcome my good friend and partner in crime, so to speak, Kat Canavos. How are you, Kat?
Oh, thank you, Teresa. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be on your first show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you hear me say her first show here, it doesn't mean that it's the first time she's been a host. She's had many radio shows and she's an expert at this now, but this is the first time she's been a host on Dream Vision 7 Radio TV Network. So we're so excited to have her on here.
And I am so excited to be here. And, you know, part of the reason why I wanted you to be my first guest is because, you know, we have a lot of things going on, a lot of projects happening at this time. A book is launching. We have that we've both been in, and I'm going to introduce that, Mayhem to Miracles. And Kat, you're a co-publisher in this. And actually tell them what you just told me before we went live.
Well, I just sent Teresa an email, and Mayhem to Miracles is number one in religious nonfiction books on Amazon. It's got a little banner up there, but here's the kicker. It's not even out yet. That's on pre-order. It's like, how does that happen? So anyhow, this is like the second time we've hit number one, and then we might go down a few spots, and then we hit number one again. And so all of you out there, thank you so much for pre-ordering the book. Teresa's in this book. She was in the previous book, Crappy to Happy. That was hysterical. We came up with that title when it was like middle of COVID. It's like, what's crappier and happier than this? And then Chaos to Clarity, which was the very first book. And they all were Amazon number one bestsellers. So
yes. And we look forward to many, many more of those in our future, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
And the great thing about that is a lot of people who are listening to us today may have the opportunity to be part of something that we put together to get, you know, you and me with our publishing company.
Yeah.
So let's.
I noticed we already have. I mean, Teresa, this is your first show. You've been on like before we even started. You've already got somebody up there with their hand up, a caller that wants to talk.
It's really?
Like, oh my gosh.
Okay, Rachel, let's have this caller who wants to talk. Let's have somebody say hello.
Rachel's our producer. We love her dearly. She should be to probably be coming on. She's probably trying to figure out how to get that caller on.
Well, while she does that, yeah. Kat, let's talk a little bit about your story. And one of the reasons why...
They're not muted, but they're not saying anything.
Oh, they're not saying anything. Okay.
They get their hand up. They just want us to know they're there.
Yeah. So hi, whoever you are. Hi.
You got to hit the button to unmute yourself. I'm sending a message.
Okay.
Yeah. 5157. You got to unmute yourself, hon. We'd love to talk to you.
They're not doing it. Okay. Next time.
They just might want to listen to us.
Maybe she just called in instead of, maybe she's driving and couldn't watch on video and she's listening in live. So let's let that person just hang out and listen. Thank you so much for being here.
We're so glad you're here.
Yes, absolutely. So Kat, besides the launch of Mayhem to Miracles, next month is Breast Cancer Month, and we're going to be having a show on breast cancer down the line here in October. But I wanted to have you come on because I know, I'm going to let you tell your story, but I know part of your story is that you got guidance in your dreams that helps to heal you. So the question that I put out there today for everyone to ponder and for you to talk about is, are dreams a conversation with the divine? Are they a conversation with God?
Oh my goodness, what a great question. And you know, we kind of were conversing with God when we opened your show with that little prayer. I really believe God's always listening. The universe is always listening. And so I believe our dreams, Teresa, are sacred doorways to the divine. I don't believe that when we're born, we're just like plopped down here on this confusing earth. And God just cuts the cord, the umbilical cord to heaven, as our umbilical cord to our parent, our mother is cut, and says, okay, there you go, you're on your own. I think we are born with the ability to dream. I believe everything dreams, even the fetus dreams in the womb. I believe it's at 22 weeks, they see REM. So kind of begs a question, Teresa, is that fetus seeing angels? Because it hasn't really been able to see anything else. Is it conversing with the angels? I mean, that's amazing. I mean, what else would it be thinking about, dreaming about, that its eyes are tracking in there? So that's, that's a great question. But the point is, we can get back to the other side. We can get back to our origins, which is heaven, where we came to before we were born, through those sacred dream doors at night. And we're all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job. I swear mine pull, they pull sticks every morning to see who's going to get the short stick and have to take care of me. But I believe that we are born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We're their job, and they really take that job seriously. So when we go to sleep at night and there's something that we need to know, like there's an illness that's being missed in the medical community, I think that those sacred dream doors open up, our spirit guides come through. Mine are dressed as monks. Why monks? No idea. I'm not Catholic, but mine are monks, Franciscan monks, and they won't be ignored. And they walk into my dreams and they give me pertinent information to save my life. You have breast cancer, go back to your doctor tomorrow without an appointment. And oh, by the way, here's a tiny little feather to take with you to act as a sword to cut through his arguments. And it saved my life. We all have that ability. We were all given that innate gift the moment we were born.
Wow. And I've heard you tell your story about your dreams and how it happened that you actually were told, correct me if I'm wrong, that exactly where the cancer was and where the doctors could find it. And what happened when you went to the doctors?
Well, I didn't tell the doctors that a dream had told me where it was, because I walked in and the doctor said, look, you had your mammogram, your blood test, your physical exam, you're healthy. There's nothing there. And I said, no, it's right here. It's right here. And they were going, no, there's nothing there. We can't feel anything. And I said, yeah, it is right there. So I didn't tell them, Teresa, that I'd had a dream because I knew I needed treatment. Mm-hmm. I didn't want a padded cell. I wouldn't get the treatment. But what I think is really interesting, and I always try to point this out because never, ever am I doctor bashing or treatment bashing, because I did conventional treatment. My spirit guides from the other side said, go back to your doctor. They didn't say, go find Swami Rami Rama Lama Ding Dong, because I'd have done it. I'd have gone and done it. They said, you go back to your doctor. They had faith in the medical community. Mm-hmm. The problem is sometimes the medical community can only go so far with their testing, and then comes God.
Amen.
When the testing can't reach where it needs to be to save your life, that's when those sacred dream doors open. You have a conversation with the other side, and they say, you go here, you go there, you do this, you do that. Because I always believe, Teresa, that if we're not dead, if we're still alive, if you hear me talking to you, I have not completed my life purpose. That's why I'm here. That decision that I made to do something special in this lifetime before I was ever born. And because once we're born into humanity with all of its quirks and walls and problems, we need those spirit guides that come through our sacred dream doors with those conversations on the other side to keep us on our path so that we stay alive, so that we can fulfill our destiny and our life purpose. And when we start to get off that path because of disease or crises, or COVID, or whatever it is, they're there to say, hey, you're going to be okay. We're with you. We got you. We know what's going to happen because we're on the time continuum of the big now called heaven. We know it all. We've seen it all. And we're going to keep you guided. And that's such an important conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's... you know, what you said, if I'm still here, if I'm not dead, God's not done. You know, that's the bottom line. If I'm not dead, God's not done. There's something more for me to do. And I really have been, for myself, I have been pushed into, I used to do a call called Transformational Tuesdays. Then we did a couple of video podcasts and it ran its course. And I knew that there was something else coming. And, you know, we did two anthology books called Conversations That Make a Difference. And, you know, I'm a proponent of the fact that every conversation that you have somehow, some way makes a difference for yourself or for someone else who's listening to you. So, you know, and God is always in the mix. He knows exactly where I am. He knows that I am, my faith is huge and I know your faith is huge. And so I thought, what better way to have this, to start with the big conversation, our dreams, connections to the divine. Now, you know, I have had dreams about my father. And what's interesting is that when he passed away back in, oh my goodness, 96, I guess, the following Easter, I had a dream and I could actually feel him hold me because I had a dream. I was sitting at my mother's dining room table and we were going through the medical bills because he was in the hospital when he passed away. We're going through the medical bills and we're just sitting there and all of a sudden the back door opens and in comes my father. I'm like, oh, hi, Dad. He goes, what are you doing? I said, we're going through bills. And he looks over my shoulder and he says, $297 or whatever the number was. They ripped you off. It was like, that was definitely my father. He would say something like that. And as sure as I'm talking to you, when I told him I missed him and I needed a hug, I actually felt that man hold me. So I have a belief, and just as you do through your experience, that, you know, messages come to us when we need them, whether they're through our relatives, our deceased relatives, our dreams. And, you know, someone might say, well, Teresa, where is it in the Bible about dreams? Well, if you look at the story of, I think it's Potiphar and Joseph, anyway, somebody needed dream interpretation and God provided that capability to another party in the story who was able to do that. And it saved his life. Mm-hmm. So dreams saved your life through your going through breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And it also changed a lot of things for a lot of other women, which we'll get to in a second. But for somebody who says, oh, this may be, you know, this might be blasphemous, this conversation, I beg to differ, because I think that, you know, if we are truly in tune with who God is, all things are possible. All things are possible, no matter what they are. So I do want to go back to your conversation about what happened when you went to the doctor and you asked, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll revisit this in more detail because I want to get onto some other things and we're going to have to take a break in a few minutes. But you actually had hospital policy changed, didn't you?
I did. See, my breast cancer did not show up in mammograms because I was young and the doctors kept telling me I was too young to have breast cancer, didn't run in my family and I didn't have the gene. And I'm like, I know I've got it. No, you don't. So what happened was I had recurrence, Teresa. The first time, by the time it took me 3 months to get the doctors to finally do exploratory surgery. And oh my gosh, that was, you know, all of this is in my book, Surviving Cancer Land. Let me see if I've got it here. I wasn't planning to do all this, but we're kind of going as we go. Surviving Cancer Land, which won 3 book awards. And in this book, I walked into my doctor's office after I'd had the dream, the conversation with heaven, basically, that said, you go back to your doctor without an appointment tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I did. And it took me 3 months to get him to do exploratory surgery. And the monk in my dream said, go back to your doctor tomorrow and tell him you need exploratory surgery because that's the only thing that's going to work. So now I have to go to my doctor after I've already been there like 3 times and say, Now I know I've got it and I need exploratory surgery. Well, when I did that, Teresa, he looked at me like I had just poured gasoline on myself and set myself on fire. The look on his face was, what? Are you out of your mind? And he goes, I can't do that. It's against my policy. It's against my hospital. It's against hospital policy. I can't just open you up, open up your breast and look in there because you think something's wrong. And Teresa, I remembered the conversation that I had with the monk. I remembered him handing me that feather to cut through the arguments, tiny little white feather. And I imagined holding it in my hand and pointing it at my doctor. And I said, you are my doctor. I don't have anywhere else to go. I need you to help me. And it was like somebody glamored him. God never gives you what you need unless he has a way for you to use it. I'm not just going to give it to you and then throw you out there. He's got a plan. And the doctor said, just a second. And he walked out and he made the appointment. And 3 days after New Year's, that's when they found I was in stage two with it in the lymph node. I know we got to go to a break, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to go to break right now. And you are listening to Dreams Vision 7 Radio Network, Radio TV Network. And this is Conversations That Make a Difference. And I, Teresa Velarde, your host, will be right back with Kat Canavos after these messages.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavas, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat. Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
I love that. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow. So let's just finish up with what how you got hospital policy changed with your incredible experience. So let's talk about that real quick, and then we'll move to something else. There's so much to talk about.
So I was just kind of setting the stage with that to show that I'd had the mammogram. It didn't show up in the mammogram, and there I was with it, stage two of my lymph node. Well, almost 5 years later to the day, Teresa, when I had been on tamoxifen, and the doc to because my breast cancer was hormone positive, and so I was supposed to be totally cancer free, and they kept again, mammograms were what was being given to watch for recurrence. And I kept saying to the doctors, why are you giving me mammograms when the first ones didn't work? And they said, well, you know, mammograms are only as good as the people who give them and the people who read them, and we're the best. Well, what happened was, while my mammogram was being read, the spirit guide, the monk, orbed into the room. At this point, I was like, tell me you're not here. And he said, you tell the doctor to look right here. And he pointed to the mammography that was up on the wall. And I said to the doctor, look right here. And he said, Miss Canavas, that's not the breast that had the breast cancer. This one didn't. I said, yeah, but you need to look right here. Well, long story short, Teresa, again, it took me 3 months to convince the doctors to do an MRI. And I had a 9 by 11 centimeter area full of cancer in the breast I was pointing to on the mammography. And so that changed hospital policy of, if the mammograms don't show breast cancer the first time, you don't continue to use the same technique for looking for breast cancer over and over again. You use something else. So now they use MRIs.
Awesome. Awesome. So I know there are several women who I know in my life, besides you, Kat, who are probably maybe even listening right now, that can take that information, one of whom is actually going through the experience of breast cancer. Currently, several have gone through breast cancer previously, but this information and having the courage to do what you did will save many, many lives, I'm sure. Yeah. So that is a conversation that makes a difference.
And you know what? Something else when it comes to conversations, Teresa, along these lines, the book that I did with Dr. Larry Burke, that book is full of 30 people who had conversations in their dreams with deceased loved ones, with guardian angels, with their doctors, their surgeons before they met them. I mean, the conversations that they had through those sacred dream doors were absolutely phenomenal. So just as you and I are having a conversation right now, and the audience is listening to it, and it's over time and space, because we're not sitting in the same room. So it happens with our dreams, that time and space is the sacred dream doors into what I call the room between realms. And we get to talk to deceased loved ones, just like you did. When your mom was dying, remember in the story in Mayhem to Miracles, Mom was dying and she started giggling, and Teresa's going, what is she giggling about? And your mom was seeing all your relatives on the other side through that sacred dream door. They were getting ready for the big pasta party dinner.
Yes, they were. And I'll never forget that. And I am so blessed to have that moment with her, because it was just me and her. I'm having a conversation with her, and all of a sudden she's like, looking in the corner of the room, and I'm like, what is going on here? Couldn't get her attention. So she was ready to give it to me, because she was seeing what she was going home to in that room while we were speaking. So, okay. Well, you know, this is a great way to start off. Let's talk about, I know that there was a question. We were talking earlier with Peter, and there was a question that came through in relation to publishing. Let me preface this with, Kat and I have a publishing company called Weeby Books Publishing, and you can go to weebybookspublishing.com, where you will learn how to become an author in our publishing company. It's one of three imprints for Authentic Endeavors Publishing is the parent company that I started several years ago. And we have Weeby Books Publishing, and we have Book Endeavors. Word Empowered Book Endeavors is Weeby. That's how we got that one. So you had a question come up. We had a question come up when we were talking to Peter earlier. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. So Peter is actually my husband, Peter Canova, and he also has a radio show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And the name of his show is Quantum Spirituality. So we were on Quantum Spirituality, and somebody typed in the question, And then our producer sent it to us, but by then the show is over, so we're going to address it here. The question for the next show was, what is the first step for a new author when coming to Weeby?
So So the question for that, to the answer to that question is very simple. If you go to webepublishing.com, webebooks publishing.com, and you will see all of what, you know, the type of books we publish and whatnot and how to actually apply. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there is a button there that says submit. And so a window will open up and you can fill out all your information. You can attach what's asked for in that particular form and it will come to us and we will review it and get back to you. Just make sure when you send in the information, you send in everything that we've asked for so it doesn't delay the process of us looking at whether or not you're a good fit for our company. And so we actually publish children's books, young adult books, children writing children's books. We publish business books. We publish spiritual books. We are putting together a compilation series that we will announce at the first of the year. The only thing that we don't publish is the occult and pornography. So if you have something that you're working on, that you're writing, or you know someone who is writing, we are an exclusive boutique publishing company. So, and we get to talk to each other a lot during the week as we help our clients with their books and those conversations are amazing because, you know, I mean, for example, we have a woman from Nigeria who the way that whole thing came about is completely crazy, which I'll talk about that in a minute. But we have a woman from Nigeria who published her book with us. It's called Leadership Without Title. And Kat wrote the foreword for that book. And we published it and got it out there. We had her on our radio station, Kat's radio show, and have given her, you know, a platform, helped her to build a platform where she can be heard for what, you know, what it is that she's a very highly intelligent woman, but she can be heard on her topic. And she's changing lives. She's having conversations that are changing lives, making a difference. So you want to talk a little bit about Sally's book?
Sure. I mean, her book is built on the premise that just because you have a lot of capital letters behind your name does not make you a leader. And so when I was writing the foreword to her book, I had just gotten my koi pond going inside my house. And when you start a koi pond, you have these little goldfish you put in there. They're basically your little canaries. So you make sure that the water's all right. And out of all of these six little goldfish, there was one that was smaller than all the other goldfish. And it had a little black lips, a little black eyeliner on, a little black on its tail. And it looked like the runt of all the goldfish. And it turned out that this little goldfish became the leader in this 300-gallon pond. And all the other goldfish followed it around in it. And it was the leader. And so I wrote this in Sally's book in the foreword because it was exactly what she was saying. Just because you look great, just because you go and you have your hair done and you drive a really expensive car and you live in a multi-million dollar home, doesn't make you a leader. What makes you a leader is that innateness that you're born with. And often a lot of that leadership, Teresa, I believe, comes from the conversations that we have through those sacred dream doors to keep us on our life purpose. And you can't buy leadership. You can go and buy lots of capital letters behind your name, doctor, anything. You can buy anything, but you cannot buy leadership. That comes as an innate gift. And it's from a conversation that you had with your maker before you were born.
Yeah. And not only that, it's also having the courage to ask good questions. And I have someone in mind who says, ask a better question. And we're going to invite him to come to the show on one day. But the thing is that you kept asking questions until you got the answers that you needed in order to be able to move forward from where you are. So leadership in general is a walk of faith. It's a walk of courage. It's a walk of inquisitiveness, and it's building those conversations that will put you in a place where what you have to say matters. What you have to say makes a difference. Now, Sally is in a leadership role in Nigeria, and she also has a school where she has a primary school where she has teachers and whatnot who are in leadership roles with the children of Nigeria where she lives. And all of this is going on amidst some havoc that's happening in her country, and she's still pressing on and moving forward. And that's what leadership is about. And leadership is a conversation that's happening, you know, in the world today in many, many different ways. And, you know, you have to have the skills in order to be a leader and make a difference in the lives of other people where they will benefit from what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And that's a little bit about our company, a little bit about one of the authors that we have that we are working with. And so if you have a story, if you're willing to write your story, if you're willing to, take this step of take a leap of faith, so to speak, and take a step into the unknown, we can guide you along the way to do so, you know, and make a difference in your life. Because I know that another one of our authors, Frank, is like, he started out, he wanted to get more speaking engagements. And let's talk about Frank a little bit, just to.
That's a conversation right there, speaking engagements.
Right there, speaking engagements. So, and he's making a difference in the lives of others. And the thing is that, you know, one of the things that we talked about when we talk about Frank, because he talks about business and he talks about personal relationships and how they are so similar, and you have to be able to balance your life with your spouse and your children and your home and your, you know, and your work and whatever else you have to do. And as a woman and as a single mother, I can tell you that there's always something, there's always something, and everybody can relate to this who has children, I'm sure, but how to balance and how to make sure that everybody in your life has your attention, has a piece of who you are. Not necessarily that you're giving yourself away, but you're bringing yourself into relationship with other people, whether it's business or personal. And if you don't find a balance, it could all go down the tube, so to speak, right?
Yes, those are conversations that make a difference. Being able to balance and talk about it and converse, not yell at each other, but converse. Communicate.
Yes, exactly. And communication is huge. So what does it mean to communicate? How people communicate in so many different ways. We communicate with words, we communicate without words, we communicate with a look, we communicate with, and if you're Italian, you communicate with your hands like me. You know, so we communicate using, I mean, there are people in my life who, if we don't meet for lunch or dinner once a week, it's like something's missing in our lives, you know, communicate over food. We have our traditions and so forth, but conversation, regardless of how it happens, every conversation is important. So what conversation do you want to bring to the table? Do you want to speak about it? Do you want to write about it? What's your story? Everybody has a story. You think so, Kat? Everybody has a story. I don't care who you are.
Everybody has a story, Teresa. And you know what I hear so often is people say, yeah, you know, I've got a story. This happened to me. But who's going to want to know that? Who cares? Let me tell you something. If we've learned nothing else from the books that you're in, all three of these books, Chaos to Clarity, Crappy to Happy, and now Mayhem to Miracles, people want to converse about their story. And they're conversing on paper. And when somebody else is reading it, you hear that voice You hear their voice in your ear. And those stories help so many people. That's a conversation. When you show people or when you write how you overcame a challenge, that's a conversation that people want to hear, want to be a part of, because you could be helping them. If they're stuck in a spot, they don't know how to get out of that spot, and they feel like they're the only person in the whole world that's stuck in that, the conversation that you've got in your book can mean the difference between life and death for someone.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and there's a lot of things that are, just pick any topic, pick any topic of conversation from any of these three books, and someone you know has gone through a similar situation as the author may have gone through. And the beauty of these books is that, you know, they're short stories, but they make a point and they're relatable. And if someone has a situation that they don't want to talk to anybody about, but they read the story and they see what that person did, it gives them courage to step up and talk about it. They may even reach out to the author and say, hey, you know, can you help me? Can you tell me a little bit about more about what happened? Because all the author's information, contact information is in the books as well. So, and I know that I've been in anthology books for many of them. And I've had people come to me and say, how on earth did you get through that? And you know what my first words out of my mouth is, God only knows. God only knows. So we're going to have to go to a break in about 30 seconds. So I just want to say, let's hold the conversation there for right now. And I will let our producer, Rachel, do her thing as we go to break. Remember, this is Conversations That Make a Difference. I'm Teresa Velarde, and you are listening or watching Dream Vision 7 Radio.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change, by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
In a world facing annihilation, a miraculous African nun rises to become the first female pope through a web of war, murder, and betrayal. Loved by some, hated by many, she becomes the deadly target of Islamic terrorists and her own cardinals as she introduces a new vision that will either save humanity or accelerate its destruction. Four people must race against a nuclear holocaust to learn her astonishing secret. Pope Annalisa is available at petercanova.com, Amazon, and other online booksellers and bookstores worldwide.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love.
James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. I want to make sure that I give you a way to connect with me. So if you have questions that you want to ask about anything we've spoken about today, or anything that you want to bring to the table for a future conversation, I would like you to feel free to do so. You can find me on Facebook, Teresa Velarde, TeresaVelardi. And you can also go to my Facebook page for this show, which is Conversations That Make a Difference podcast. And you can leave your questions there. If you want to go to the website, you can also go to teresavelardi.com, conversationsthatmakeadifference.com. And you can, there are ways to get in touch with me there as well. So, I also encourage you to look up this brilliant woman right here, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, on her website, Kathleen O'Keefe-Cannabis, Kanavos. Did I spell it right?
You did. I spell my own name.
Goodness. So yeah, we are open to conversations. If you have something on your heart that you want to talk about, that you want to hear about, maybe participate in, please reach out and give me some information about yourself and we'll have a conversation. And who knows, you might find yourself sitting in cat seat in one of the shows in the future. So.
Hey, I interrupt just a minute. You do have some people on YouTube that are saying you made a difference in their life. Also somebody talking about how words have different meanings, and he looks like he's promoting a publishing company of his own. But you do have a conversation going on YouTube. I just let you know that.
Great. Awesome. It's always good when people are talking. And if you have a publishing company of your own, you know, I am a believer in collaboration.
Yes.
So if you have a publishing company of your own, whoever that is in YouTube, and I hope I'll be able to get a chance to see that conversation, reach out. Let's have a conversation. Who knows? You never know. You may do something that we don't, or we may be able to put a collaboration together. That's how these things happen. You know, somebody else.
And worse, says you have a beautiful smile, Teresa.
Who said that?
And worse.
Oh, Ann Worth. Hi, Ann. Ann wrote a book called Call Me Worthy. And I had the pleasure and the honor of editing that book. And, you know, it's interesting how God puts people together. She and I were at an event in Georgia that we went to, a conference, and we were there for 2 weeks. No television, no radio, no internet, no nothing. And we got to know each other a little bit. She told me that she had this book, and about 2 years later, she contacted me. And when she was ready, she published the book. And it's there's a lot of things in Anne's life that many, many women have gone through. And so, you know, there are ways to, she's making a difference in the lives of women around the world because she had the courage to tell her story. So thanks, Anne, I appreciate you. So so that's, Kat, let's talk a little bit more about, oh my goodness, there's so many things going through my head. Let me sort through it. So the way that we, how did you start really with, we talked about this a little bit with Peter, but for people who are interested in getting their message out into the world and don't know how to start. What do you think is a good way for them to do it, whether it's in a platform like this or whether it's in a book? How do they start? Let's talk about how to get started with that.
You know, that's a great question, Teresa, because it's hard to continue if you haven't started. So the first thing you want to do is start. And I always recommend that people start a conversation with themselves. And that would be journaling. Have a journal by your bed, or you can use your phone. I carry a little tiny notebook like this around with me. Seriously, it's just scribbled on all over the place. And I scribble notes to myself to go into my journal. And my first book, Surviving Cancerland, which won 3 book awards, the International Women's Book Award, the Nautilus Book Award, the IPPI Award, and I think the Indie Award. I mean, I couldn't believe how many awards it won. And the reason, Teresa, I believe the reason this little book won so many awards is because it was from my journals. I took all of my journals and I turned them into this book. And so it was about conversations with myself, with my guides, through my dreams. And so they contain the emotion. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can put into your writing is your emotions. Hey, if you feel really crappy, say so. Don't sugarcoat it. Say so. You know, you're the only one that's going to read this if that's all you want to do with it. But what I found, and that's all I started to do, was write these journals for myself so that as I was going through treatment, there were two reasons. So that while I was going through treatment, I could look back a week to see how far I had come. That was really important to me because I hit rock bottom. I thought that I had been run over by a bulldozer with that chemotherapy. And the second one was so that I could write down my dreams, which was a conversation with the other side to make sure that I was doing everything that I needed to do because they were telling me what numbers to use. That God speaks the language of numbers. So in your dreams, if you've got a lot of numbers, God's speaking to you. Also, you know, what foods to eat, what places to go, what doctors to see, what chemos to take. I needed all of that information. And I remember thinking to myself, Teresa, who on earth would care about any of this? First of all, who wants to know about a woman who went through chemotherapy or breast cancer? Who cares? Second of all, dreams, they're her dreams. Why would I want to read her dreams? Who cares? Turns out, surprise, surprise, thousands and thousands and thousands of people did, which leads us back, Teresa, to those of you listening to me right now going, why would I want to have a conversation with myself? And why would I want to publish it? Because we want to hear it. We want to read it. We want to be a part of that conversation because it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so glad you said that the first conversation that is the most important is the one that happens you have with yourself, because there was a time in my life when I needed to make a huge change. I needed to leave my situation the way where I was living, what was going on in my marriage, and I needed to leave. And I just didn't know how. And I didn't know how I was going to get the courage to do it. And I started doing things that I wouldn't ordinarily do that made a difference and gave me the courage until one day I stood in front of the mirror and I looked at myself and I didn't recognize the woman looking back at me. And I said out loud, this is what I call a come to Jesus moment. Who are you and why are you here? And, you know, the thing is that I'm coming to believe and coming to find out why I'm here through the things that I do and the work that I do, the things that I say. Somehow, some way, God gives me the words that somehow inspire someone to take a step that they might not have taken. But because people that either myself or people that I've introduced them to or somewhere along the line they've met having absolutely nothing to do with me has said something that made them think twice about staying stuck where they are, you know, so they make a difference. they've been made, a difference has been made for them through the experience of someone else. But the first, my first way that I finally knew that I could make my way out of a situation that was horrific in my eyes. Somebody will say something else, but there are two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. So I was standing in my truth at that moment, and I had to answer that question. I had to have that come to Jesus moment and answer that question. Why are you here? Why are you in this particular space with this particular person doing what you do right now? Why are you here in this moment? And then on the broader spectrum, why am I here on this planet? We all have a purpose. And you know, when I read that prayer, when I wrote that prayer, this is also something that I have on my whiteboard in my office, and I look at it and how it came to be. I'll tell you this real quickly because we're gonna have to close really soon, but this came to be because on Transformational Tuesdays, my old show that I used to do, there was a woman who used to come to the show and I would say, how are you? And she would say, I'm fabulous, blessed, and highly favored. And I trust you are too, Miss Teresa. And I was like, I love that answer. I need to see. And that's biblical. Fabulous, blessed, and highly favored. I was like, she's owning that. So can I. So I wrote on her coattails for a while just by saying that phrase. And it gave me the courage to realize that I followed this up. Well, living in my greatness, using my God-given talents, you know, I'm a potter as well. And people don't know that about me, but that's one of the ways that I relate to transformation, because a ball of clay turns into a beautiful work of art. And we'll talk about that in another time. But, you know, and in doing that, I make a difference in the lives of others. And then it was talk, Teresa, just talk. And it's like, okay, I will. Give me something to talk about. And anybody who knows me knows I'm never at a loss for words. So with that being said, Rachel, I think we're at time, yes? So I want to thank everyone for joining me. Kat, do you have anything last minute to say before we close?
Just that Teresa is going to be on my Dreaming Healing show tonight. We're going to be talking about some dreams. We're going to go into depth about her mother's dreams and some of her dreams, because they're phenomenal. Really, seriously. She had a glimpse into heaven. If you want to know what heaven looks like, tune in tonight. Dreaming Healing, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Come right back here, 9 o'clock, and we'll be there. I want to thank everybody for being with us. I want to thank Rachel, our producer. She's awesome. And with that being said, I will see you next time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for conversations that make a difference. I'm Teresa Velarde. Thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
Tune in next time for Conversations That Make a Difference with host Teresa Velarde every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our producer, Rachel, and to our station owner, Deborah Beauvais, working behind the scenes. Be sure to go to conversationsthatmakeadifference.com for your free gift. Make sure your conversations make a difference.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.